Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time, where you will truly find out what's going on. It is my pleasure to again be your host tonight on another edition of Progressive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's, well, called from around the country and around the world, I like to say, as well. This evening, we bring you something a little bit different, although we have done this before. It's truly my pleasure this evening. As often we talk about the environment and health and wellness, arts and culture, human and civil rights, spirituality, and a host of other things. And this evening we're going to talk a little bit about technology. That's right. We're going to talk about technology, which plays a role in all our lives. You may, for my old school listeners, remember a movie called 1984, Big Brother is Watching. And it was really about the future at that time. And I look back on that, and not to just date myself, but fearlessly reflecting publicly where I was, I thought that was a big deal. You see, I don't even believe I was in high school at the time. And this movie was all about technology and computers. And, well, it caught my interest. Flat screen televisions in every room. Well, guess what, folks? We're kind of there right now. So this evening, we're going to have an uncommon discourse on technology. Where it's come from, where it's at, and, well, where it may be going. So I want you to sit back, buckle up, and enjoy as this evening we get into what's going on with technology. My special guest this evening is an individual who has dedicated a significant portion of his life in that area. I had the pleasure of meeting this individual earlier this year. And I always say there are no coincidences. And immediately I saw chemistry just based on his knowledge and perspective and wisdom. So this evening we're going to be having an uncommon discourse about technology. So again, sit back, kick back, relax. It should be a blast. My guest, well, he is an expert and specializes in computing and technology. And for him, it's not just work, it's an art. And I've had the pleasure of seeing him engage in his discipline. And it is truly something to see. As he would say, much of what he's learned was just through empirical experience. So, this evening, I want you to think about whatever questions that you may have in the area of technology. Let's have a discourse. He has a very limited time this evening, but we will be inviting him to come back for a full interview. And so, I want you to be on the lookout for his full program coming up probably within about 5 weeks. He should be returning. And with that said, let me tell you who our guest is. Mr. John Holloway, not just is a computer expert and specialist, he also runs a computing and technology company known as Holloway Support Systems. He is well respected in the annuals of computing and technology. And with all his knowledge, I think you'll find him to be quite down to earth and somewhat simplistic, which is one of the things that I truly appreciated about John when I first met him. In other words, he keeps it simple. No fluff, no five-syllable words to try to impress. He just keeps it simple, straightforward. So we'll be bringing John on in about a minute or two. And again, it's going to be a brief interview. But remember, he will be returning and within the weeks ahead. So you can look forward to that. Before we go there, though, I want to emphasize those of you who missed last week's program. We had Mr. Shelford Mitchell. And oh, what a dialogue we had last week. We talked about natural health and healing. Of course, one of my favorite topics. And we delve into not just non-traditional perspectives of being well, but we also delved into from a spiritual level of being well. And we had a interesting dialogue about interacting with traditional medicine. So you can go to the archives and you can listen to that interview, and I think you'll find it most interesting. If you are not on the mail list, you can get on the mail list by simply sending me an email to Daryl, that's Daryl underscore CLA18 at MSN.com, and I'll be sure to add you to the mail list, and you too will be privy of who the upcoming guest will be. So catch the archives on that particular program, folks. Truly, truly an interesting program. As I've been saying this evening, really looking forward to this particular interview, albeit it may be a bit brief, but this is going to be a prelude to our guest coming back for a full interview. Mr. John Holloway is a computer expert, specialist, well-respected in the field of computing and technology for his knowledge and his acumen in this discipline. There's such a broad array of aspects to this discipline that we probably can do a 3 or 4 hour program easily. So this evening, we're going to keep it somewhat high level, introduce you to John and get to know John a little bit, and then, as I said, be on the lookout for him doing a full and complete interview. So without further ado, let me bring to the airwaves Mr. John Holloway. John, are you there? John, are you on the airwaves here? Well, I thought we had John, but maybe we don't. As I said, this is live radio, folks. So you never know what you're going to get. We could be just having some audio technology challenges. So we will continue trying to reach Mr. Holloway. And hopefully we will get through and be able to engage in this exciting topic. You know, there's so much to be said about this topic. Basically, you have to have some interface
with
the computer.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay,
you have to have some interface with computing. Some interface with computing, regardless of what you do. And so with that said, that makes this topic one of high importance. And so you'll want to know as much as you can about computing. And I would say that if you have youth in your vicinity, you might want them to tune in for this particular interview, especially as they're about to return to school. And, of course, all of our children these days are using computers, so they'll need to know. I mean, just to underscore, as I was saying, about the importance of computing, just one little thing to note. Did you know that only about 10% of the world's currency is in the form of money? In other words, physical money, 10% of the world's currency. The rest is actually existing only on computers. You know, like I said at the top of the program, you may remember the movie 1984. They burned the books. We may be getting there sometime in the not too distant future, folks. But it was all about Big Brother. And are they watching? So I believe we have Mr. Holloway on the line with us. And as I said, he's a computer expert and specialist, well-respected in the field. And we're just going to have a brief discourse on computing, the evolution of things that you might need to know. So I believe we have Mr. Holloway on the line with us. Mr.
Yes.
Holloway, John?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, thank you for taking the time out, John, so spontaneously to join us on Progressive News Weekly. We truly appreciate your time and joining us. And at the top of the program, and I don't know if you were in the virtual studio or not, we were just talking about the fact that, like it or not, it's here. And it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. That is computing. So that one discipline that you chose, well, it seemed like a good one. With that said, John, what drove you to get engaged with computing? You know, when I went to school, I actually started out being interested in computing. And I'll date myself again. I did earlier. When I went to school, computers looked like mini buildings. I mean, literally, they were the sizes of refrigerators. We had to work with punch cards and basically zeros and ones in order to get a program in. There was no such thing as Windows or an Apple-based operating system.
Yes.
So I kind of found it a bit tedious for my attention span, and kind of moved away from that. But now everything has changed. What drove you to go into computing?
Well, when I got into it, it was more, it got to be more of the smaller computers. Didn't have any hard drives. Had the floppy drives, the 5 1/4 floppy drives, and they were really floppy. And it interests me of how you can create with the computer, although it wasn't as fast as you can create now. Everything was typing it in, letter by letter or character by character. And so I actually didn't think I would get into it as soon as I did, because I didn't like the idea of sitting behind a desk. But as it evolved and got into it with Windows, it became more of an interest to get into it. And as I was learning it, I found there was a need for more education for computers and more support for computers. A lot of people didn't know and still don't know where to go to, where they can feel comfortable trusting that somebody is trying to take care of them and their computer instead of trying to take care of their pocket.
That's interesting you say that, John, because I believe you were in the studio when I was mentioning that, you know, like it or not, it's here to stay, and pretty much, like it or not, at some point you're going to engage in one. I mean, it's at the point now where when you go to certain department stores, I know Sears was really big on it, and I thought it was an excellent feature. And by the way, folks, let's try to give some energy to Sears, because that's truly an American icon, and we're losing too many American iconic type of influences. Sears and Roebuck, I mean, that really goes back. Remember the big catalogs that we used to get? And I thought they did well. But, you know, we have to be careful with these conglomerates. You know, one world order kind of thing. And I just wanted to put that plug in. Excuse me, John, for intervening on the interview. But it just occurred to me that I don't want to see Sears go away. I've always believed in their product line. I believed in their concept. They have a long-standing history of high-quality products. Many or most of their products are actually manufactured by name brands such as Whirlpool or General Electric and the like. So we need to hang in there and put some good energy out there for Sears and Roebuck. Just a shout out for that. And I don't have stock in the company, but I just think it's one of those things that we got to be careful of that are being diminished or eliminated. And it's no coincidence, as I said, with regard to this one world order, that these kinds of iconic landmarks are beginning to be infringed upon. So back to the computing, conversation. So
yes.
I don't know if you heard what I said about only 10% of the world's currency is in the form of actual cash, and the rest is on computers. So if that doesn't underscore the importance of computing, folks, and if you think about it, hey, most of the time we're using what? Credit cards? Right? I know gotten to the point where I carry cash less than I do a credit card. And some of you, speaking of dating ourselves, like with the movie 1984, you all may remember the mark of the devil, the sixes, and of course that that new coding that is on every product, seems like, in the world, where they scan it, and they were saying that everyone would be marked with one of those. Well, that may still be coming. Who knows? And you just get debited by your chip that's inside you. Is that technology? Is that real? Is that something that can really happen? By the way, I'm going to segue off for half a second and go on a tangent.
It does seem like something that can happen, because as we're doing everything with chips, there's a chip reader on your card. You can't. It's more secure to have a chip on your card, so you can read the chip or read your card, and that has most of your information, like that little black strip that's still on the card. But now with that chip, if you take the chip and you put it on your thumb, you can swipe it across any device that accepts the chip. So as it being implanted in you, I can see that being a possibility. And then you just go and they scan your arm. You know, they put a barcode on it, and that barcode would tell the scanner how much money you have in the bank and where you live and what you like to shop for and how often and where you shop. And so, I can see that. And I'm not happy with it, but I could see it happening.
Wow. Yeah, I was also reading with regard to security, and something like 5,000 new computer viruses are released every month. I found that to be really amazing and almost questionable. I don't hear that much about viruses. I guess most folks automatically, when they get a computer, they get an antivirus. What's your thought about these viruses that are out there? Has it gotten crazy bad? Is it just out of control? Is it something with a decent antivirus you can feel somewhat comfortable? What's your thought on the virus scenario?
The antivirus that you get from the store when you get a new computer, they only give you a 30-day trial or a 60-day trial or a 90-day trial. They don't give you the full version of it. Just this week I had two computers in here, and one of them, it expired 750 days ago, the antivirus program, and the other one expired 400 and something days ago. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, they had to realize when they bought the computer, it needs to they need to pay for the security software. So it doesn't give you the full version. So the best thing you can do is understand antivirus programs and make sure that you keep it up to date. Learn how to do the scan or at least learn how to check to make sure it's up to date. Most of them will do a scan automatically, weekly or monthly. As it's installed, but you can go in and you can set it up to make sure that it's scanning weekly, scanning monthly, and then you do a manual scan whenever you feel something's not right. You would go in and do a scan on it that would add to your protection. And then there's malware programs are additional that you can put on and that will also protect your computer. From things getting in. What I like to say is they build up like building blocks. So as you're going online, you don't even notice this is happening, but there's junk coming in your computer, like dust in a room that you don't use. It's just coming into your computer, and all of a sudden you got this huge dust bunny that says, hey, you can't go on the internet because you have a virus. And so, if you go in and do some maintenance on your computer, that will take care of a lot of the problems that you have with it.
Two questions with that. One, you mentioned malware. And I remember, it's been 10 or so years, I was introduced to that, and some of it was free, literally, that you could get on your that you can get off the internet. So can you talk a little bit about malware versus antivirus and what that's about, and is it something that's worth even thinking about?
The anti-malware software you still can get free off the internet. If you're downloading it, you have to make sure that it's something that you're choosing, because a lot of it will come on your computer as part of a virus or part of malware or spyware. So if you didn't put it on your computer, then you know it's not right. And that could even be McAfee or AVG. There's a lot of them out there that will suddenly pop up. And you'll notice your computer will start going slow. But yeah, if you go and download Malwarebytes is a good one, and you can download that free, and it manually you have to run it, I would say at least once a month. It gives your computer a good cleanup.
How do you spell that, Malwarebytes? How is that spelled?
Now you put me on the spot. let me make sure
like
I get
it sounds,
the spelling right.
M-A-L-W-A-R.
Okay, let me just. These are some of the things I'm going to have listed in my my shop because people call up and they ask, and I do have to spell it and spell it correctly, because if you don't spell it correctly, you wind up with another problem. You'll get malware bytes, but it won't be the one that will protect you. Just give me a moment here. Okay, it's M-A-L. So M is in Mary. Albert, Larry, Wilma, Albert, Robert, Edward, Brian, Yankee. I don't know what to say about T, except Tom.
Thomas,
Edward, Sam. So that's M A L W A R E B Y T E S. So Malwarebytes. You can download that for free. You can pay for it, and then once you set it up, you can set it up to scan like the antivirus program, where you can scan it every week or every month or daily if you want to do daily. And again, that will give you a additional protection. So it's good to have both Malwarebytes and an antivirus program.
Are some antivirus programs to be cautious of in terms of any negative aspects? And I ask that because it seemed like I remember once I got an antivirus going back maybe 10 years or 15 years, and it seemed like it really slowed my computer down.
Okay. Some of them are... especially for the older computers, they are memory hogs, where they will use up a lot of the resources. With today's computers, you don't really have to worry too much about that. Some people say McAfee is one of the ones that bogs down your computer. Even with the older computers, I haven't seen it bog down the computer. Norton's, it doesn't bog down your computer. It's a little bit lighter than McAfee, and some people like Norton's more of a preference. What I found about Norton is towards the end of your, what's it called? Towards the end of the, like where it gets an expired.
Subscription, you mean?
Subscription. Yeah, towards the end of your subscription, it starts slowing down to the point where you can't get on, onto the internet. And that's because it wants you to update it. And to me, I'm thinking, okay, if they're trying to save you from going online and not having protection. But at that point, my thought would be, well, if I'm going to go online, I know I don't have protection. I should be able to go online, and you shouldn't stop me from going online. Whether I have protection or not. I found out the hard way by working on a couple of people's computers. They had it in the same, it's in the family. All of a sudden, all of their computers got slow. I connected to their internet. I tested it, and it was not their internet that was slow. Their internet service provider was adequate. So I wound up turning off the antivirus to see if that had to do anything with it. And it speeded up tremendously. I don't like doing that because I don't know if they have a virus, and the antivirus program just didn't catch it. But when I did turn it off, I realized, okay, this is what's going on with it. We have to upgrade your subscription, and you'll be fine. So upgraded the subscription to the whole family, and it was fine.
You said to the whole family. That's the other thing I've noticed. A lot of the antivirus, come with 2-3 devices protected and the like. Is that something that has become such a standard that you should pretty much look for that?
Yes, you should, because since large families or families of any size have multiple computers or multiple devices, you definitely want to look for something that gives you as much protection as is available or as devices that you have. A lot of times it may be 3, and then you may have to add on another 3, or you have to purchase a larger number for the family. If you're purchasing something, it's better than the free version, because the free version doesn't give you the full antivirus package. There are some of the internet service providers will offer antivirus for up to 10 computers, and I think that's a good thing, because you're paying for it and you're getting something that's free and that's needed.
What about the MS antivirus? Like, I understand that Microsoft has a built-in antivirus. How good is that?
That I found, my preference would be McAfee. And when I use the Microsoft Security Essentials, I found that to be right up there with McAfee, with keeping it clean, cleaning it up after you get something on it, and protecting it. And with the older version of Windows 7, it was great. Windows Vista and Windows 8, it was great. Now with Windows 10, it's built in, and I'm not so comfortable with it, but it does work well with they have another program, and I forget what it is that Microsoft offers as well. It's not Security Essentials, but I have to get back to you on that one. But they do offer another security software that's part of Microsoft, and that one is okay. A lot of people are using it. It does catch a lot, but it also misses some things. Defender, Microsoft Defender. I would say that's a decent product to have, but being that the way I look at it is like anything else you would buy a package of, you don't get the full package because you're getting a lot of stuff with it. Like example would be an all-in-one printer. Well, you get a nice printer, you get a nice scanner, you get a nice fax, you get a nice copier. But you may not get full effects of the printer portion that you would like. For instance, if you want to have a larger paper, they don't make it with an all-in-one. If you want to print larger paper, you would have to get more of just a printer for the larger paper. The faxing is kind of a standard, and copying. But for scanning, if you're looking for something that's a more of a document scanner, well, then you'd have to go into more of a large industrial scanner if you have more than usually more than four people, because it's more designed for a small family, maybe two mm-hmm. people, maybe one person. So same with the antiviral or with the Defender. Defender works great. It helps. It gives you protection, especially if you don't want to pay for the like that's $49 or $60 a year, or if you can't afford this $49 or $60 a year, you can definitely go with that. Make sure that's on there, and then you run it periodically, and that will help protect you.
So is Security Essentials and Defender both Microsoft products?
Yes.
And they both come together, or you get one or the other when you purchase a PC? How does that work?
Well, with Windows 10, it's the Microsoft Security Essentials is part of it. So it's built into Windows 10. So you don't normally see it. You have to go through some steps to show it so you can actually get into it and make some changes or work with it. The Defender, Microsoft Defender, is something that you can turn on or you would have to turn on. It's not a readily turned on feature in Windows 10. So they do both come with it with Windows 10, but you have to activate or turn on the Defender, and the Microsoft Security Essentials. Honestly, I haven't gotten into, since I got into Windows 10, I'd rather work with something else because I want to see something actually that I can manage and work with, show somebody mm-hmm. easily how to get into it and maintain your computer.
So the Security Essentials, it's automatic with the software, with the operating system?
Yes. Yeah, it is automatic. But as mm-hmm. I said, it's not – I don't think it's as thorough as it used to be when it was with Windows, with the older versions of Windows, because you can't get in easily enough to manage it.
Mm. That's good information. Good information. Have you heard of Kaspersky?
Yes. Yes.
What's your thought on that?
At first, I didn't like it too much. It was something new. But then, as I got to use it, work with it with different users, it does do a good job keeping your computer clean. And I think the key to any antivirus software is to make sure that it's up to date, and periodically scanning your computer. It does it in the background automatically on a regular basis, but it should also be a schedule where, okay, every Friday night scanning the computer, or every Wednesday scanning the computer. That way you know it's being done thoroughly, on top of understanding it and doing it yourself as an additional feature. A lot of people can't do it themselves, but they need to make sure that it's, or they don't have time to do it themselves, but they need to make sure that it is set up to scan. And sometimes you have to read the directions to do it. And there's a lot of YouTube help, reading Google. Okay, I have, this is my antivirus software. How do I set it up to scan it monthly?
Okay, yeah, so you can manage the tool to serve you best. I'd like to open up the airwaves in the short time we have left. Time has really flown. The number, as always, listeners, is 347-838-9142. We always encourage your input and participation in the discourse, as it just seems to help germinate the energy and usually produce a greater outcome. So we have a 908-864 that looks like they've tagged one. I'm going to see if it's a live caller or not. 864, you're on the air with Progressive News Weekly. Did you have a comment or question for Mr. John Holloway, our computer expert? Hello? Hello? Going once? 908-864, you are on the air. Did you have a comment or question? All right. Perhaps he just or she just accidentally tapped that one on the line. So with that said, if you have a pressing question, you'll press 1 on your dial. If you happen to dial in on 347-838-9142, if you did not, then you'll want to get to a landline. If you were able to join this particular program through your computer, then you're going to need to go to a touchtone phone capability and dial 347-838-9142. So, with that said, one last question, and then, John, I'd like you, if you would, to come back, because we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there was so much that I know our listeners from time to time have inquired about. Would you be willing to come back for a full interview and really delve into some of what's going on with computing, some things that perhaps a user would want to look out for who is interested in perhaps obtaining a computer for themselves or a loved one or a child or all of the above, and then getting into some, you know, more dialogue about peripherals and some of the things that are coming down the pike. Is that a possibility?
Yes, that sounds definitely. It gives me the opportunity to hone in on my skills.
I guess we can all learn.
Yes. Some of the things that people ask, you're not up, well, myself, not really up to speed on or up where I used to be on because things change so much. And then it brings to mind a lot of, you know, things that are not up to date, and it never changes. It just kind of evolves. So the antivirus thing hasn't gotten really. That's gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. But the antivirus programs, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of support. That do a lot. A lot of the free stuff has gotten better than the free stuff used to be. And then there's other ones that joined in and added to the environment of securing the technology world. So, yes, I would definitely love to come back and get some answer some questions and talk more about what we do here.
Excellent. So with that said, because we're really just about out of time, with that said, listeners, you heard it. Mr. Holloway will be rejoining us, so be on the lookout for the newsletters that come out. I'm projecting, based on our schedule, it would probably be about 4 to 5 weeks towards the end of September that he'll be coming back. And so a good time going into the winter season, pick up a computer for those in the north. You'll be spending a little bit more time inside, a good time to really get comfortable and learn computing. Because what you say, John, is not going to get any less required to have a computer in order to just live our daily lives.
Yeah.
Seems like everything you're buying online, you want to purchase a tune-up, you can reserve it. You want to go to the movie theater, you reserve it. Well, a lot of these things we're doing on our phone, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about that as well. Because, you know, right now I'm starting to look at my phone as a little computer and talk about the differences thereof and some things that we need to be aware of there as well. So there's so much. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, okay. Yes.
How can someone reach you? You actually are the proprietor of Holloway Support Systems, full-fledged functioning computer and technology enterprise. How can someone reach you if they have a question or would like to seek your services? I'm sure you do computer and peripheral repair as well as consulting, correct?
Yes, we could be reached at, as is also, it's a family business, family-owned, family-ran. We can be reached at 908-541-0528. And we have HSScomputer.net and HSScomputer.com as our web address. My sons are working on making that better and making it easier for the end user to navigate through it. Also, you can send me an email at john@HSScomputer.net. We're located in Manville, New Jersey. And we do make house calls.
Okay. Now, we are global in scope. Progressive News Weekly is internet radio, the most fastest growing medium for information. Do you do online, on-phone consulting if someone were to call and want to talk with you for your services? Do you offer anything of that nature?
Yes, we do. And we also we can set up a remote access. So what I would say on the remote access is not to let anybody who you don't say, hey, we're making a communication and you're starting the communication, I would like you to come into my system and help me out with whatever it is. I got a virus. I want to do some updates. I have a question. If you can show me a couple of things. Whoever it is that you choose to have access to your computer should be the only one that has access to your computer. If we are that person, that would be great because then we can build a relationship that way. No one who you do not choose to get into your computer should be into your computer.
Okay, that's good advice, especially when we talk about 5,000 new viruses per month. Wow,
oh, yes.
I would have never known that. I would have never known that. Well, listen, listeners, for those of you who just tuned in, I see we have folks still popping in on the program. We've been having a very interesting and enlightening dialogue with Mr. John Holloway, computer specialist and expert, proprietor of Holloway Support Systems Computing and Technology Company. And he is available at 908-541-0528. And you can reach him by email at john@hsscomputer.net. And I didn't quite catch the website. Could you share that with us again, Mr. Holloway?
Yes, it's hsscomputer, and that's at .net or .com. So hsscomputer.net and hsscomputer.com.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. One thing I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I was aware of, you also do computer training as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. So anyway, full service service company, and we appreciate you taking the time out spontaneously. Reach out to Mr. Holloway, but either way, he'll be coming back, and we're going to really delve a little bit deeper when he returns. So tell your friends, your family, your colleagues about the upcoming program. You can always reach me at progressivenews@msn.com or Daryl, Daryl, underscore CLA18 at msn.com. Let me know if you have questions for Mr. Holloway when he returns. And if you're especially interested in that particular program, I'll make sure we send you a reminder when he's going to be returning. So with that said, I wish you, John, and your loved ones a very enjoyable and peaceful and safe holiday weekend.
Thank you.
And so until we speak again, God bless you and yours. And, of course, to all of our listeners, we love you. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to continue to love you and bring you news and information. Let me know what we might bring to the airwaves that the broad spectrum of our society needs to know about. Is there a guest and or topic that is not hitting mainstream especially, or if it is, it's just not getting the time, or it's skewed by some business or political interest? That's what we're about. News for you, by you, and of you. So with that said, today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or thereabout, is the birthday, I believe, of the one and only Michael Jackson. So as a tribute, I think that we'll go out in style with a little bit of Mike, as they say. With that said, I wish again everyone to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend, and keep the faith.
Yes, thank you.
Keep the that day, I say you got to keep the faith.